My name is Catherine Vikstrom. I live in Bridgewater, Connecticut. It's April 20th, 2020, and this is my pandemic story. I think I'm pretty lucky during this pandemic. I'm able to stay and work from home. I'm salaried, so I don't have some of the income issues that a lot of people are facing, and everyone in my family has been well. A couple of people I know have been sick, but my family has stayed well. I've grown kids at home who are finishing their school year. They're adults. I don't really have to do much to support their educational needs. I think it's got to be a lot harder for parents of young children. Everybody, you hear all along on the news about the toilet paper shortage and the hoarding and everything, but my experience has been that of a flour shortage. It's like the entire country has turned into a nation of bakers overnight. The supermarkets, sure, the toilet paper and the paper towels and the Kleenex and everything else is gone from the shelves, but if you go to our local supermarkets, there's no flour either. There's no store brand flour, there's no premium flour, there's no wheat flour, there's nothing. There is sugar, but there's no flour. So I was lucky enough to be gifted a 5-pound bag, and I had a little bit left in my pantry, and eventually, about a month into this pandemic, I found another bag of flour on the shelf. So I've joined what has been kind of a sourdough craze on social media. Everybody's starting their own little sourdough. And if you've ever made a sourdough loaf from scratch, you know you start with a sourdough starter, which is basically wild yeast growing on your flour and water. And you sort of cultivate this mixture in a warm place in your house over the period of about a week, maybe a little bit less, and you have to grow it and feed it daily. It's a living yeast organism. Part of the process is you have to discard the bulk of what you're creating daily, sometimes more than daily, and feed with fresh flour. And I hate to give things away. I've been giving things away because I hate to throw anything away. So everyone I know who isn't part of this sourdough craze themselves has been getting away what we've been calling sourdough babies, which are partially developed sourdough starters that still need care and tending before they're ready to make their first loaf. So I've been giving away babies. So in the meantime, again, since I ran out of people to give babies to, I've been making recipes from the discard portion of my sourdough starter. I've made sourdough biscuits, I've made sourdough pretzels, sourdough pancakes, sourdough maple walnut bread. Everybody in the house is getting fat, but it's delicious. And we still haven't gotten to the point where I have made my first loaf of sourdough bread yet, but I hope it's tonight.